In today's Modern Ag Report, a fairly common practice in California could be used for an entirely different purpose in Florida. In Season Ag is a young company out of the Central Valley.
Yeah, it's a very new company. It's only about 2 years old. We started with the tree gloves, which is our innovation to frost protection for citrus. And we moved on to some other products that are currently being used, weed matting, bee netting, shade netting, various other films and fabrics that we're getting into for citrus, stone fruit, and other varieties. So.
Production manager Roger Cox says the company has a new product for citrus growers that helps defend against cross-pollination, and they were showing it off recently to the citrus industry.
Yeah, our Bee Free Advance is the new netting for bee cross-pollination and citrus. So the big issue growers are having, especially in different areas where they never had to net, is bees are cross-pollinating, getting seeds into their murcott, so they're having to net. And our new netting allows for a more flexible pattern. It's stronger, it's more durable, it lasts longer, higher UV inhibitors with less likely chance of bees getting through it. So it's a very good netting with a very good price.
Cox says the new material is less likely to rip as it has a seamless design and is flexible.
The biggest problem with netting is that you get grow through, and then when that plant grows and it grows through the netting, when you take off the netting, it's going to start ripping. You're going to create new holes that you're going to have to patch where entry points for bees. So a smaller hole diameter as well as the ability to stretch is the key to keeping the grow through down.
Aside from this new product, In-Season Ag's original product, the Tree Glove, is also gaining a lot of attention. Originally designed for the cold weathers in California, the Tree Glove could be a defense against the Asian citrus psyllid.
Yeah, so our Tree Glove is a non-woven cloth. It's not a mesh netting. There's no mesh sizes. It's a breathable porous material that allows airflow, but it still remains ability to hold and contain heat. So we use it here in California for frost protection. And what we've noticed and a lot of other growers notice is that you're actually able to grow that citrus tree throughout the winter. If it's 55 degrees outside, it's going to be 65 degrees inside that bag. So you're getting a greenhouse effect. We're working with the University of Florida, Texas A&M, doing publications versus its effectiveness of preventing ACP feeding. And what they found, it basically stops leaf miner and ACP from feeding on the foliage, and you're getting that accelerated growth like we're getting through. So we're really excited. We're going out to Florida next year and trying to get into that market.
Cox says a lot of growers are simply trying to keep ACP away from new plantings, and Florida research is looking to see if this can be an economical option.
There's been a lot of trials going around, people trying to exclude ACP out of their fields. Nobody wants ACP in their fields, and you can't put up a fence, you can't, you know, build a massive structure. The best thing you can do is a cost-effective bag. So for young citrus plantings, which are most susceptible to HLB, I believe it has some real merit.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.